Let's get together.
Good afternoon and welcome to Clear Conscience Pet Radio on the All Paul's Pet Talk Radio Network. And as usual, we have an action-packed day for you here on Clear Conscience Pet Radio, and we want to jump right in with our first guest. And our first guest is someone who's near and dear to our hearts, as all those are who are involved in the angelic work of animal rescue. So, Courtney from Voices in the Dark Animal Rescue, welcome to the program.
Hi there. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure, and we really appreciate your taking the time to talk to us about the amazing work that you're doing. So,
of course.
Tell us about Voices in the Dark Animal Rescue and what it is that you do and some of the things that make you perhaps different from some other rescue organizations out there.
Sure. So we are a rescue organization based in the Cleveland, Ohio area. And, you know, here's a quote from one of our volunteers. He came up with it, and I think that it really sums up best what we do and what we believe. He said, "We stand for our furry little ones who are in the shadows behind, awaiting our protection, guidance, and love. These are the voices to which we hear and help." And so this is a quote that we've adopted because it really expresses what we believe. And the core of the belief is second chances.
Oh, well, that's a beautifully stated sentiment. And we often say, you know, listen to your animals and listen to what they are trying to say to us, and in the larger sense, the huge and vast community of animals that don't have a forever home or a human family that's taking care of them, boy, those voices are the ones that we really need to be listening harder to, because unless we take care of every animal, we haven't really done our work, have we?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's so true.
Now, how long has the organization been active?
So we were officially established in August of 2013. I say we were unofficially established in March of 2013 when we found Betty Davis.
Now, I saw Betty on the website. So
yeah.
Tell our listeners about Betty Davis. And no, we're not talking about the famous film actress.
She was named after Betty Davis because of her eyes. Her eyes are this gorgeous blue color, and I should probably back up. Betty was actually the inspiration behind Voices, and she was a pit bull that was used as a bait dog in a dog fighting ring. When we found her, there were over 100 open wounds all over her body, and she was severely underweight, had severe separation anxiety. So we brought her in, we gave her the proper vet care and lots of TLC, and she has become our mascot and really fueled that core belief that no matter how broken an animal is, no matter what they have been through in their previous life, they always deserve a second chance.
Well, that's beautifully stated once again. And Betty is doing well these days, and she's your personal companion as well as the spokes dog for your organization.
Right. So, well, one of our co-founders was fostering her, and you know, after so many months, she's like, you know, I can't give up Betty Davis. So she ended up adopting her. And yeah, and so Betty goes to all of our events and is our spokesperson.
Well, I think it's so important to kind of reiterate this point that here you had a dog that, for all intents and purposes, most people rationally thinking might have thought, well, there's just no hope for this dog. She's been a fighting dog. She's been subject to the horrors of dog fighting. She's lived that life and was so severely wounded that she didn't even seem to have a reasonable chance of survival.
Right.
Yet you've not only proven that she can be a loving companion and that the fighting can be something in the distant past that you've healed her from, but that you also can heal her physically. So,
of course.
I think it's so important that people realize that there's very, very few situations that don't have the ability to be turned around.
Right.
And what you've done with Betty and with all the other animals you're helping just proves that. So, you know, our hat's off to you here at Clear Conscience for what you're doing. And talk to us a little bit about your ongoing operations, because you know, there are so many, honestly, I mean, I'm just overwhelmed by the amount of wonderful people there are out there who are doing different, you know, their own different versions of the rescue
sure.
work that needs to be done out there. So tell us about, you know, your daily functioning there, out there at Voices in the Dark, and, you know, what a typical day brings, and how do people find you, or how do you find animals that need homes?
Okay, so let me start with that last question. We find animals in all kinds of different ways, and of course, there's no shortage. We receive calls from the community, from friends and family. We're also a resource for other rescue groups and local shelters. The Cleveland Animal Shelter's warden personally reached out to us and asked us if we would take a dog that was on their euthanized list just a few days ago, and we were able to get that dog into a foster home within 24 hours. So the animals come to us in all kinds of different ways, and then, of course, once we bring them into the foster home, they're vetted, so they're spayed, neutered, vaccinated, tested, all of that, whatever vet care they need. And then they stay in the foster home for however long it takes to find them their forever home.
So essentially, Voices in the Dark, which is a wonderful name, I'll say again how much
I like
the spirit that really conveys.
Right.
Is a fostering organization, so you don't have like one shelter location, but you have a network of people willing to share their homes with an animal that's in transition.
Exactly, and I feel that's the best way to do it because the foster parent really gets to know the personality of that animal. So if we have a cat that doesn't do good with young kids, or maybe it doesn't do good with other cats, that foster parent is going to know what type of home to look for, and we can properly match the animal with that adopter, and then that way it really ensures that that animal is going to the best home that it can possibly be in.
Well, that makes a ton of sense because one of the most difficult things in placement is finding the right match. And and if you have animals who are put into a situation where they're in a home situation instead of in a group situation, you can probably more quickly determine what type of household they would do well in. And
sure.
That information could be very helpful, I'm sure, for helping to place the animals.
Absolutely.
Now, how do you find the forever homes for the wonderful animals that you're trying to rescue? Is it an outreach that you do by going to events, just you're known in the area and you get referrals? Because so often I hear from people saying, well, you know, we'd like to adopt a dog, but we're just not quite sure where to go and, you know, which shelters have the better reputations, and it's not like they're, you know, their hearts are open, but it's a confusing process for the average person, and I think that's why, unfortunately, some people do wind up going to a store or, you know, going online and buying a dog from a breeder. So how do you ensure that people know that you're out there and you're available?
Well, we try to make our presence known. So all kinds of different community and events and all of that we'll set up a booth and we'll have our adoptable animals. We actually, we had an event a couple weekends ago. It was called Skunk Fest, and it's a national event where people bring their skunks and their rescue skunks and there's animal rescues.
Oh, my gosh.
And, yeah, we had a kitten. She was white with black spots, and she fit in perfectly with these skunks. It was so cute. And she actually found her forever home at that event. So,
well, you're going to have to send me a picture of that.
On the Clear Conscious
Pet Facebook page. And this is a perfect opportunity, if you don't mind, of us to take a quick break.
Sure.
And we'll jump right back in. If you could stay with us for one more segment, I just want to, you know, share some tips for people who are looking for rescue dogs and some of the ways to help your organization. So please jump back in with us in a moment. And you listeners, hang in there for a little bit more great information about this wonderful organization, Voices in the Dark. We'll be right back.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear conscience pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health, and just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy, and the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. At clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Amazing taste is in my bowl with super gravy now. Oh, once I thought dinner was dull, but now I'm howling wild.
Ow!
People of the world, let's get together. Let's all make this world a better place.
Welcome back to Clear Conscience Pet Radio on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network. And our first guest today is Courtney from Voices in the Dark Animal Rescue. And they're in Northern Ohio in the greater Cleveland area. And for the research we've done on their group, they've just done some fantastic work in the last year and a half or so that they've been active. And it's just a reminder that there are so many wonderful rescue organizations, and obviously you want to find the ones in your area if you're looking to adopt. But in the same token, please don't hesitate to donate to any shelter, any rescue association that is doing this good work, because $5 here, $10 there can really make a difference. So welcome back, Courtney.
Hi there. Thank you.
Now, before I go any further, I want folks to know that they can learn more about your organization and just get some good general information about rescue and adoption and vet care on the voicesinthedark.org website. So that's voicesinthedark.org. Now, we were just talking about the decision that a person would make to rescue an animal and how sometimes they can be very confusing as to finding the right fit. And I'd like some of your recommendations, because, you know, I think sometimes, you know, folks walk in or go online and they wind up just going kind of around in circles. So what are some of the keys to look for, like for families with children, for example, for a dog to adopt?
Okay, so the first thing I would do is sit down with your family and make a list of the top 10 to 15 things that you're looking for in your next dog or cat, and make sure that everybody is clear on what they're expecting from that pet. And then I would take that list and I would, instead of, certainly there's all kinds of websites that you can go where there's animals that are posted, but I would personally reach out to your local shelter or to local rescue groups and let them know what you're looking for, because those groups are going to know their animals best. So they'll be able to say, yep, Zane in Sarah's foster home is going to be a perfect fit for your family. And you're making a lifelong commitment when you are adopting an animal. You're saying that you're going to provide an animal a home for the rest of their life. So it's more than just browsing the internet. It's making sure that you are very clear on what you're looking for and finding that match.
Well, I really want to emphasize that point, because I think sometimes people whose hearts are open, they're afraid that if they seem like they're being fussy, because some shelters can be very, and rightfully so, because they really want to make sure that they place their animals in good homes, because they don't want them to go through this trauma again. And I'm very sympathetic with that. But I don't think people realize that it's okay to express preferences size of dog or activity level. Is this a high energy dog, based on your observation, medium? So I think that if people realize that, we don't want to use the word shop, but you can certainly be discerning in what will work well for you. So
right.
sitting with your family, making that list, that's a wonderful suggestion, Courtney.
Thank you, yeah. And it's really about finding...
Know what you need.
Yeah, and the lifestyle. I think that's the key word, is lifestyle. What fits in your lifestyle? If you're not home during the day, you don't want a high-energy dog that's going to be cooped up all day, you know, in a small house or apartment or something. So it's finding the right fit.
Absolutely, and certainly for households that are very, very busy, I always say, you might want to look at a cat instead of a dog for for that circumstance,
sure.
because I really am not a great advocate of dogs having tons of time on their own. I mean, they can
right.
do fine for 4 or 5 hours, but if you're talking 8-10 hour days
right.
alone, I'm sorry, but I'm going to be my own voice in the dark here and say
yeah.
that's not the ideal situation for a dog, and
yeah.
and it's really not going to be a huge positive for you either, because you're going to be stressed with having the dog home alone so much. So certainly I'm a big advocate of two-dog families because
mm-hmm.
they keep each other company, but that's a lot to ask for a family
sure.
Coming into a rescue. But certainly if you have your heart open to that and your finances can handle a little bit of extra food, it's actually easier to take care of two dogs sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And two cats,
than one.
Same thing with two cats.
Because of the companionship.
Exactly.
And now you told me off air about an event that's coming up where you're going to do a workshop to help people to make a decision about whether they might want to try to domesticate feral cats. And that's another big hot button issue, because we have just such a huge community of feral cats out there. And I think my own mother, you know, rescued did the transformation, I guess we would call it, of mm-hmm. feral cats many years ago, and we still have two kittens that were born of feral parents that are now 12-year-old cats that we've shared our life with for the last 12 years. So,
great.
we're personal, testimony to the fact that feral cats are just one little step away from being back in a home situation. So tell us about that. Tell us your take on that and what the event's going to focus on, if you don't mind, Courtney.
Sure. So our feral cat workshop is October 23rd, and it's going to be held at the Parma Snow Library. All of the information will be on our website. But the focus of the workshop is teaching the community how to control the outdoor or feral cat population. And how to, there's a program called TNR, and that stands for Trap, Neuter, and Release.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that is so important, because two cats over a 7-year time period can result in 420,000 cats. And so
wow.
it's important to get any outdoor cats spayed or neutered, so that stops the reproduction process. And in terms of bringing in a feral or an outdoor cat, it is certainly possible, and we're all about second chances. So we're all about giving that animal, giving that cat a second chance. It does require a whole lot of patience. It requires a whole lot of socialization, but it can be done. And particularly with the kittens, they are just so cute and so easy to mold and to socialize and to bring into your home. It is absolutely possible.
So is it acceptable to, if you feel as if they're big enough to be weaned from moms, to just take kittens that are out there and just bring them directly into your home to either foster them or to adopt them?
Absolutely.
Just directly from the outdoors?
Yes. Yeah, and, we actually had a woman call us from the community that she has 15 kittens right now in her backyard. And so,
oh, gee.
Yeah, so we're actually bringing all of them into foster homes, and we're going to work with them and make sure that they find a great forever home.
Now, we're almost out of time, but I wanted to, first of all, thank you for the work that you're doing. And just what you just said, I mean, I want people to really understand this is not just a walk in the park here. You're talking about going and taking possession of 15 little babies.
Right.
And finding individual foster homes or a couple of them at a time. So that's
mm-hmm.
5, 6, 7, 8 foster homes. It's a tremendous amount of work. And
yeah.
I can't imagine that you're making either any money or even like enough to even sustain. These are really labors of love that are happening out here. And you're one of the angels out there that's doing this work, Courtney. So
oh,
I want to thank you,
for
being with us. And, you know, we'd love to have a chance to talk to you again sometime in the future.
Absolutely.
And talk more about feral cats. And perhaps after your event, you can, you know, let us know how that goes. But
yeah,
we want
good.
People to understand that Voices in the Dark is an example of thousands of other organizations here in the U.S. alone that do this work every day. And it's almost entirely volunteer work, and it's almost entirely done out of love and care without any expectation of compensation or rewards or congratulations or any kind of glory. This is
right.
This is the pure expression of love for animals, and here at Clear Conscience Pet Radio, that is the spirit to which we're dedicated. So I want to thank you so very much for being a part of that and for taking some of your busy day, helping the animals to share some of your opinions and your strategies for helping animals with us. So please come back and join us again sometime. And one more time, it's voicesinthedark.org.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're anywhere in Northern Ohio especially, get a hold of these folks and give them some support. Attend their events. Give a donation. You'll feel good about it, and you'll be helping animals. Thank you so much for being with us, Courtney.
Thank you so much for having us on your show.
You're very welcome, and we'll see you next time. And we'll be right back on Clear Conscience Pet Radio.
Love for the human race, make it a better place.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Purrspray Pet, all-natural, non-toxic spray for all of your pet problems. Proven safe to use for their skin, eyes, and ears. Helps calm and heal wounds, hot spots, insect bites, and lots more. Will not sting, and very safe to use, even for your feathered friends. To find out how you can keep your pets happy and healthy, go to purrspraypet.com. That's purrspraypet.com. purrspraypet.com. Or call us now at 386-310-3924.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial. No sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Welcome back to Clear Conscience Pet Radio, and this is a special program today because we're fresh back from a road trip, and we really had a chance to get out there and talk to lots of folks about nutrition and the changes out there in the world of animal nutrition, and we are so interested in speaking to our guests that we don't get to talk too much about what we're trying to accomplish, and just like we're talking to lots of folks who are rescuing animals, well, our job is to rescue animals' health and to restore it through great nutrition and through clear knowledge without hype. And what does that mean? Well, you know, sometimes people ask, they say, well, you know, Anthony, what makes Clear Conscience Pet a different kind of company in the world of animal nutrition? And what I'd like to do is to just say, a lot of it has to do with the power of knowledge combined with positive intent. And myself and my wife and co-founder, Amanda, have dedicated over 20 years to the art and science of animal nutrition and to providing not only great products, but also helping people to make good choices. So the one thing that I want those who are listening to be aware of is that the words all natural, natural or all natural or holistic, these terms are very loosely used in the world of animal nutrition. Too loosely, in my opinion, and our opinion as a company here at Clear Conscience Pet. And one of the things that we've been dedicated to for the last several years of building up a line of products that are outstanding has been to also at the same time be dedicated to education and sharing knowledge. And one thing that this radio program has been about is to try to, you know, bring the world of Clear Conscience into a broader context of spirituality. That's why you'll hear us with animal communicators, with those who are involved with afterlife and issues of animals who have passed on, also end-of-life care issues. So we're a lot more than just a company that makes stuff that you feed to your animal. It just so happens that we do make superb products, and they are award-winning. We've won 9 national awards, and we are finalists, I'm pleased to announce, for a 10th. And the awards that we win are for the quality of nutrition and the seriousness of the effort that we make to educate. So the thing that I want you all to do is to start looking at products and looking at them beyond that front panel, beyond that pretty picture. Look at those ingredients, and it sounds obvious, but unless you start to have that eye that can discern between low-end or mediocre products and really high-quality products, you're kind of doomed to be manipulated by manufacturers and marketing. And of course, we as a manufacturer, we're not immune to the fact that we have to sell our products. And you know, at clearconsciencepet.com, you can find our products and you can read reviews and see what makes them exceptional. Products like our treats that are infused with superfood dry rub, and that includes our Tricky Chews and Airy Bites and our Airy Bark, and just fabulous treats that dogs go crazy for. And also our one-of-a-kind product that's a 4-time award winner, Super Gravy. Super Gravy is a product that with one scoop in your dry dog food or cat food, it can really just totally transform the way your animal eats every day for about 40 cents a day. Now, when we were on the road, we made a couple of stops, one in California for a great show on the Queen Mary, and one in Chicago for a major industry trade show called the Total Pet Expo. And at those events, we were really active in launching a new initiative that we call Clean Label. And I want you to really think about what Clean Label means, because it's something that's a big trend in the human food nutrition arena that we as a company at Clear Conscience have single-handedly been responsible for now bringing it into the world of animal nutrition. Clean Label to us, and you know, in the general sense, what it means is short ingredient lists that are designed to be understood, easily pronounced, so they actually understand and can read and know what's in a product, and purposeful. And purposeful is a really important word and not one that gets used very often, but it means that you use ingredients to deliver nutrients that a dog or a cat needs. You don't ever put anything in a product just to make it cheaper, just to make your profits higher. Yes, as a company, as any of you out there who own businesses understand, we need to make a profit to survive. But we won't ever, ever do that at the expense of putting cheap fillers or extenders into our product. And when you look at a clean label, which is what our new labels are designed to really reflect, now, you know, the products have always been exceptional, but with the new labeling, we've just tried to really, really clarify what it means to have a clean label nutrition product. And that pure, minimally processed ingredient base, the pronounceable ingredients so that you don't have a lot of stuff there or anything that you really don't understand or perceive to be food, and when that is combined with the purpose, you wind up having products that work exceptionally well. They wind up being deliciously palatable to the animals because pure is good. And when you're trying to trick a dog or a cat by giving them treats that are full of grains, carbohydrates, and fillers, well, it's no wonder that sometimes that they turn their nose up at them. And we've just had the great experience at this show in Chicago of having, you know, tons of really amazing people, and literally from dogs that are about 1 pound that came up to see us. And it's a trade event, but, you know, folks who own stores and operate rescues bring their animals to the event. And from the tiniest little dog who the guardian of that dog said, you know, this dog will never eat a treat. He's just, you know, very, very fussy, tiny, tiny little mouth. And sure enough, our sliders by Clear Conscience Pet, our tender meat treats, where as soon as we just broke off a little piece, you know, that little guy was holding him, and he started eating literally right out of my fingertips. And the same token, and later in the day, we met a fabulous St. Bernard named Moose, and he's like become our new buddy. And he was literally taking up about half of our booth. He's about 175-pound dog. But the amazing thing about Moose was that he is a dog that is trained by his human mom to be a therapy dog for her son who has some issues and needs some extra help. And this dog will stay with that boy, that 13-year-old boy, day and night, and literally be there for him no matter what happens. And, you know, that could be that he needs a break, and literally he'll lay down, and Moose is there to be his pillow, in a sense, in life. And I mean that in a metaphorical sense, that this beautiful animal shows us the spirit that we really need to remember, that our animals are soulful. And the things that they do for us, I don't think that we give enough credit for. Certainly, if you don't have experience with therapy dogs or with assistance dogs, with dogs helping veterans, which we're involved with a lot here as well at Clear Conscience Pet, you'll appreciate more than you ever could imagine the soulfulness and spirituality of dogs. And certainly cats are very spiritual as well, but you get the really direct assistance and that kind of a involvement when it comes to interacting with dogs. So what I just want to convey is go to our website, go to clearconsciencepet.com, and you can go to clearconsciencepet.com/clean label and learn about this initiative and what it means. And we hope that other companies will want to join us in changing the way they communicate to consumers and trusting you as a consumer and having faith in your intelligence. And one thing I think is that our industry, the pet food and pet treats industry that we've been blessed to be a part of for over 20 years, has all too often relied on hype and obfuscation and really trickery, in a sense, to sell their products. And we are just not going to support that. And we are very open in our disdain for companies that will put a cheap product into a really pretty package and call it all natural. So some of the things I want you to look for are glycerin, which is a very, very commonly used preservative, and it's listed as vegetable glycerin, but that ingredient is not a natural food. It's not a food at all, but it makes it so that a wide variety of treats can be preserved and last a long time on the shelf. But besides that, it also takes away from the nutritional value because it replaces food ingredients with a non-food, which is what glycerin is. So I think you'll find that if you start looking at the store, at the treats that are available, you will not see that there are many at all without the glycerin in them. Something else to look for, some of these other fillers like tapioca and lots of PEA protein, which is being used as a substitute for meat protein. So those are some tips right there. I want you to keep those in mind when you're shopping and contact us at clearconsciencepet.com. Send us an email through our info portal or just directly to me at anthony@clearconsciencepet.com, and we'll answer any questions that you have about nutrition and try the best we can in an objective way to talk about foods and also to tell you about our treats. So we just want to thank all of our supporters out there for helping the clean label vision become a reality here at Clear Conscience Pet. And we are going to take a quick break and come back with another guest. So thank you so much for listening. And remember, clean label, it's a way to understand. It's a way to give your animals a cleaner, purer product for their health and welfare.
Scratch it. Is your itchy dog allergy sad? Did you know that our dogs suffer from the same pollen, dust mite, and mold allergies that we do? Now, veterinarian dermatologist Dr. Christian has formulated Doggy Goo. Doggy Goo is a peanut butter treat for your dog. But Doggy Goo also sublingually builds tolerance to 10 pollens, 2 mites, and 3 molds 100% naturally. Try Doggy Goo. Your dog will Doggy Goo lick it up. Call 855-246-2426. The number again is 855-246-2426. Or on the web, www.healthygoo.com. Goo spelled G-O-O.
Scratch it.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
People of the world, let's get together.
I know.
Let's all make this world a better place.
Welcome back to Clear Conscience Pet Radio on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network, the home of information, spirituality, and inspiration when it comes to your life with companion animals. And we're extremely honored to welcome our next guest, CQ Wilder. And CQ is an educator with a really amazing CV of her educational journey. But along the way, somehow, this was tied in with her love of dogs. And we have a wonderful little dog named Carla who has inspired an educational effort from CQ. So, CQ, welcome to Clear Conscience Pet Radio.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be on. Thank you.
Well, it's our honor and privilege to have you. So I really would like you to just tell us how your life as an educator came to connect with your life as a dog lover and how the two work together.
Sure. Well, first, Carla is a beautiful Malkitoo dog, and while I was teaching here in D.C., I was in grad school at George Mason University, and I realized that there were the books we were reading in class, they weren't really compatible with the age group that I was teaching, and I noticed there weren't a lot of dog characters besides Clifford, because he is a cornerstone character. And so I kind of got this really great idea that I really love writing books, and I really love my dog, Carla, and I wanted to intertwine them together to kind of share Carla with everyone else, especially young children who can't have pets at home like I was when I grew up. So I decided that Carla would start going on all these fun adventures, but I would teach lessons through the books, like literacy, comprehension, critical thinking, and align them to standards that a lot of the states currently use, which are the Common Core standards. So Carla has 2 published books currently right now, and she just really loves kind of going on adventures with me when we fly different places. So that's kind of why I was inspired to place Carla into the book series and have her teach young children, because I figure it would be a lot easier for them to stay engaged if they saw a cute little white dog versus just another main character out there for them to remember their names.
Well, that's great. How wonderful that you kind of put those two things together. And, you know, there's a lot of controversy out there, and I'm not going to even register into that at all about Common Core. But one thing we do know is that we need to get our young people the fundamentals and the tools that they need to succeed in life. And certainly really literacy and taking literacy to a deeper level, to not only just literacy in the basic sense, but the ability to read a text, to understand and comprehend it, to dig deeply into it. It's probably the most essential skill for, you know, survival in the modern age of technology. If you can't interact with the written word, your prospects for life are really greatly diminished. So I think it's fabulous that you've taken your knowledge and your education and then brought something really fun into it, but for a serious reason. So I think it's just terrific. Now tell us about the two books and which one was first and what it deals with and the other book as well.
Sure. So the first book is titled Carla the Dog, Deep Sea Adventure. And Carla and I are boating in the middle of the sea, and all of a sudden this creature kind of reaches out from the ocean. And so she gets inspired to want to find out, well, what's rocking our boat? So Carla kind of asks the readers to prepare with her as she puts on her scuba diving outfit and her helmet and her oxygen tank and her fins. And I warn her because I notice that the clouds are changing, and I have her look and see that, oh, there's a difference in color. So she jumps into the sea, and as she's swimming down to find this creature that has moved our boat, she meets different creatures in the ocean. And a part of the reason why I base off of academics, because she meets creatures, and it starts with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and it goes all the way to 10 creatures. So these creatures tell interesting facts about themselves, and she ends up learning all of these unique things that maybe not everyone knows about turtles or stingrays. Like, stingrays actually are related to sharks, and they can live up to 25 years. So Carla ultimately gets to the bottom of the sea, and she meets this interesting day octopus, which actually camouflages itself on its prey. And the day octopus also warns Carla that there's an impending storm upcoming and that she must get back to the boat soon, and that she knows of this island that's not too far away called the Island of Mysterious Wonders. So the day octopus asks Carla if she'd like a ride to back to her boat. And as the day octopus lifts Carla back into the boat with her arms, they say goodbye. And she lets me know what happened on their adventure. And we end up getting stuck in this big storm where we end up landing on the Island of Mysterious Wonders, where there's two eyes that are appearing from the jungle ahead. And that's where the first book ends. The second book, Carla Dog, Island of Mysterious Wonders, we realize that our boat ran out of fuel, and so she has a map that I give her that has different shapes on it so that children can learn about shapes and colors, and she must go into this island and explore to find some fuel for our boat so that we can continue all of our adventures that we have. So as she's on her adventure, she actually runs into this tiger who kind of roars out of nowhere, and he's sad because he can't make friends because he's so ferocious and all the animals are usually scared of him. So Carla teaches him how to use WH words, who, what, where, when, and why. And she teaches him how to embed them in questions. And the two of them go off together and end up meeting new animals on the island, where he uses these words as an introduction to initiate conversations and to make new friends. And so the math component in this book is that they meet animals in odds, so 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9. And ultimately, she ends up meeting long-haired Sam, who has this fuel and gives Carla the fuel, but also gives her an envelope to deliver to his friend that lives on a farm that's not too far away. And so Tim and Carla both walk back to the boat, and they say goodbye, and Carla jumps on the boat and tells about her fun adventure. And the second book ends where we are now off to the farm to deliver this envelope to long-haired Sam's friend, Farmer Bob. So each book kind of ends where the next one begins, but you can read them in isolation. But it's really based off of just building comprehension skills, building critical thinking, literacy, vocabulary, and all the other things that children in pre-K and about second grade are learning.
Wow, that is, I'm dumbfounded with the vast depth of your imagination, and sounds to me like this needs to be, like, you know, immediately you need to find the backing to make this into an animated feature. I mean, it sounds like
that's actually the goal, because what I've noticed in teaching up to eighth grade, English as a second language, the children go home and they just put all their homework down and they turn the TV on. So I want to kind of create an opportunity where they can actually have a book in their hand and also watch the series on TV. So that is my ultimate goal, to turn it into a cartoon series, but a cartoon series that complements a book series so that is, there is a connection between home and school life.
Well, we're coming right up against our break, and if you could hang on for another segment with us, we'd really appreciate it. But I want to make sure that people can find the books. Now, are these available on Kindle?
I have not yet got them uploaded yet as an e-reader. I'm working on that currently, but they can be ordered on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And you can also go to the website, Carla with a K, CarlaDog.com, and find more information on how to order them also.
Great. So so everyone either go directly. Now, you have a website, which is Carla the Dog?
Yes, CarlaTheDog.com, and on there I have educational articles and other questions that continue to stimulate critical thinking for each book.
Great. So that's CarlaTheDog.com, and that's a great way to find more information about what C.Q. Wilder, our wonderful guest, is doing. And also, you can order the books either directly through the website or on Amazon or Barnes & Noble by searching Carla the Dog. So we'll be back in a minute, and we'd like to talk a little bit more about how dogs can help us to educate our children and how that fun aspect of what Carla has accomplished here with CQ as a team can maybe be brought into our own lives. So we'll be back in a minute. And thank you so much, CQ, for being with us, and thanks for holding on with us for another segment.
Love for the human race, make it a better place.
Yes, thank you.
I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, let the play. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. At Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
People of the world, let's get together.
Welcome back to today's edition of Clear Conscience Pet Radio on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network, and this is your host, Anthony Benning, and we are with our wonderful guest, C.Q. Wilder, and C.Q. Is an educator. She has a master's in education and also a dog lover, and she has brought those two passions in her life together in writing a series of books, which has the first two books completed, and the books are centered around the adventures of Carla, K-A-R-L-A, Carla the dog, and she is an adorable 8-year-old Maltie Poo, and the picture on the website, she's got a beautiful little smile, and I am just always in such admiration of someone who, first of all, writing a book in general, I don't care what kind, what length, what style, to actually complete a book and to publish it, to me, is one of the greatest adventures of all, because for those of us who are writers or who do, whether it be magazines or blogs or books, anyone who writes knows that it's not something that you can, open up the keyboard and start typing away and make something that people want to read. So the work involved is a tremendous amount, and the fact that CQ has two books under her belt on these stories with Carla, it tells me that, CQ, that you're very serious about your mission here. So now you are still teaching at George Mason currently, or?
No, actually, I attended George Mason for actually my undergrad and my master's. That's how much I love George Mason. I actually taught in D.C. for 4 years, 3 years being in early childhood and one pre-K through 8th grade. And this year, I'm actually a language acquisition and family literacy manager at a public charter school in D.C. So I'm actually out of the classroom, but I support teachers within their classroom especially with English language learners, and building those comprehension and critical thinking skills.
Wow. I guess I'm gushing here, but I just admire you so much. I mean, working with the inner city schools is certainly, as we all know, is very challenging. And the fact that you're working as a literacy expert to help the teachers to develop programs to make this incredibly important thing happen for our lovely children in the city who don't get, I don't believe, a fair shake at times. And the fact that we have someone like you who's dedicated yourself to this is reason enough that we should support your books. And look, let's face it, dogs, you know, the reason that this career for me has gone on for well over 20 years is that if you truly have this love for animals, it can be something that really becomes a center, a center point in your whole life. And the way that you have taken that love of animals and helped to teach children using it is something that I just say three cheers to you, CQ, for what you're doing here and for going out and putting this out there. And now, can you tell us a little bit about what you might have in mind for the next book? We don't want you to reveal secrets that you shouldn't reveal, but give us an idea where Carla's going from here.
No problem. I actually have 12 finished manuscripts, so and 50 ideas. So
That's so great.
So the third book, she's going to the farm. The fourth book, she's going to get prepared to go to space. The fifth book, she actually launches into space and goes to the moon. The next book after, she travels around and looks at all the different planets, and she teaches about constellations and comets and gives different facts about each planet. And then she ultimately comes back down to Earth in the following book, and it's like a day in the life of Carla. We should go to the vet. She goes out to the dog park to hang out with her friends, and just kind of just gives the readers an idea of what her day kind of looks like. I wrote a book that she also teaches about dinosaurs and paleontology, and then she actually then goes and talks about the weather. So I have so many ideas, and they all originate from teaching these concepts in classrooms. And so I want to just really just bring those opportunities home to parents so that they can continue teaching their children through the book and not have to fret, well, what am I going to do? What kind of vocabulary can I teach? What kind of questions can I ask? I provide all of that in the book, and I highlight them so that you know specifically that you're learning this vocabulary, and here's the definition.
Now, with the amazing amount of work that you've done on this, have you gotten some recognition? Because I worry about someone who's doing such great work as you, and it's such a big, crowded world out there full of media, and I think that what you're doing sounds like it deserves a tremendous amount of attention and respect, and so have you been able to get some attention from some major media, perhaps, to highlight what you're doing? Because if not, we need to help you by steering you in some of those directions, because I think it's very rare that someone has the drive that you do, and really you're a Renaissance woman with the different subject matter that you're covering here and using Carla as a vehicle to explain it. I mean, sounds to me like you deserve like a MacArthur Genius Grant or something like that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I've been doing a lot of different events in the Maryland, D.C., Virginia area this past weekend. We went down to the Virginia Pet Expo, and that was just amazing just to see all the kind of dogs and the children who are actually really excited about reading books, because I've noticed a lot of children aren't excited about reading, and a lot of children don't even have books at home. So I haven't had a lot of media attention necessarily, but in my education, I was awarded my first year teaching. I was awarded a community of practice award by my peers, and I've also spoken at a conference on bilingualism, and I've also been featured in a book about great classrooms that was published by a mayor in Connecticut. So that's been really exciting to work on. But ultimately, my goal is just to provide books for children, for at home, especially those in the inner city or those they don't have any books at all, but just to give them a chance to enjoy Carla for themselves, and just whenever they're having a bad moment or when they're sad, to just open up the book and just step out of their own reality and just have fun with Carla. So that's really my main goal with this series. And every time anyone actually buys books, it gives me a chance to donate. I've donated about 50 of my books so far between the two. Just I'll walk on the street and I'll just be like a little kid and I'm just like, here, take a book. And especially in my neighborhood where there's a lot of low income housing and all that. And so from my experience, I know not a lot of those children have books at home. So it's not about me necessarily. It's so much about Carla and just promoting literacy and having Carla teach children, because children are tired of being adults all day long in the classroom. So if a dog can teach them these same concepts that their teachers are teaching them, it's just such an amazing experience. And it just gives these children, all children, just an opportunity to continue succeeding academically, social, emotionally, and just hopefully become a better citizen later. And when they go to college, that they become inspired to be teachers, doctors, lawyers, whatever they want, and know that they can come up, they can use their own pet as their main character and create a dog series.
Now, what is the age range that the books are really targeted to? And I'm sure, you know, it can vary depending on the reading level of the child reading the book, but what is your kind of targeted age range for the books?
Sure. So the targeted age range is 3 to 9. It's really building those foundational skills. And the standards that I use are really for the pre-KK, first grade, kind of pushing second grade.
Right.
My goal is that last year when I was working up to eighth grade with up to eighth graders, a lot of those eighth graders, A, can't read, B, they don't have any comprehension skills or critical thinking skills, but they continue to get pushed on to higher grades. And so I realized how important building those foundational skills are, especially critical thinking and comprehension, and just being able to ask and answer questions. So when I read it to all the different grades at my school last year, when it hit about fourth grade, they started asking, well, where are the chapter books? And I got inspired to start writing a separate series about Carla for chapter books. But they wanted to read it to their younger sibling, or they wanted their parents to read it to their cousins or whoever. So the goal for it is really to build those foundational skills. But I embed so many questions within the text, because a lot of parents, a lot of people, they honestly don't know how to ask questions. So I want to give them those tools without them having to search or feel like they're inadequate and that they can't go to a teacher and ask, how do I help my child at home?
Well, that's when you had said in your earlier segment about the who, what, where, when, and how, I almost kind of jumped through the phone, but I try to be a good host and let you go on, because, and this is a kind of a strange connection, but I think it's one that you'll appreciate, because as someone who's, you know, been a nutrition trainer and, you know, tried to train people in stores and people who are in a situation where they need to really help people with their animals who may have problems with skin and coat, with allergies, with, you know, dental health, whatever it may be, that they need to learn to ask questions. Because all too often, if you walk into a shop and you say, you know, you just walk in with your dog or whatever, and people are sort of like, you know, can I help you? And, you know, what do you need? You know, instead of asking questions to kind of try to find out what's going on with your dog and how can we help and what's their current situation, and learning those what we call open-ended questioning techniques, yeah. It seems, obvious to those of us who are, you know, maybe in business or in education like you, that the only way to draw people out is to ask open-ended questions, but I don't think it's a skill that gets taught at all. I believe that, we're not giving children the tools to become good, in a sense, interviewers of their own, education that they're trying to seek. And I think it's great that you're encouraging, children to ask questions, and ask questions that have, more depth than just, is this the right answer? because, especially with math and reading being obviously the two biggies for our young people to start to nail down to move forward in life, it can become very complex. And I think that to take some of that pressure off and kind of put it through the eyes of a dog and the kind of in a fun way, sort of draw the children in and trick them a little bit and say, hey, this is going to be a fun story, but get them learning while they're having fun, that hopefully they can take that experience and the next time they need to ask a question of a teacher or a counselor, to not be afraid, because I think sometimes our kids are just, they're afraid to ask the adults questions even. And, you know, there's some kids in the classroom that never stop talking and some kids in a classroom that are afraid to open their mouths. And it sounds like to me that you're trying to make sure that those that are afraid to speak start to gain the skills to speak and to have their voices literally heard, and that Carla can be a vehicle to help to make that happen.
And you're absolutely right. And another thing with the parents reading, again, a lot of adults, like you were saying, they don't know how to ask. They don't even feel comfortable. So even though my target is to teach children, I'm actually teaching the adults too, by embedding a lot of questions when they realize, oh, wait a second, I just had this long conversation without even having to physically think about it and think of the questions to ask. Because, again, I've spoken to a lot of parents, and they just kind of look dumbfounded sometimes, and I just let them know it's okay to ask. And some of them say, like, well, I don't know what to ask, or I don't even know how to ask, or I dropped out of high school, and school was a really daunting process for me. So, again, it's based for children, but my goal is that if the family sits and reads, that the mother, father, grandmother, whoever, they can build those skills, too, and inquiry and critical thinking and just maps and literacy. So it's very important to ask questions. And a lot of people, they don't communicate because we can just text each other and everything is fine. But I'm so old school and I grew up in the library that I just love books. And I just hope that by using Carla, it attracts more people to just want to learn and want to succeed instead of just only wanting to just be a basketball player, only wanting just to, you know, become a rapper, because nothing's wrong with that. But I want them to also see that education can be fun and you can learn without it being the most stressful situation of your life.
Well, that's going to be the perfect time for us to come to the end of our program, which we've extended a bit just to make sure that we gave you time to talk, because I believe that, you know, you are a treasure. You really are. Someone that's doing what you're doing, my admiration for you is tremendous. And we'd like to send some treats for Carla. So
yes.
Make sure you send me an email with your snail mail address. And I want everyone one more time to go and buy these books. I want to tell you how to do that, and it's very easy. If so many people are on Amazon Prime, it's free shipping. Go to Amazon and just search the books. Search Carla the Dog, and you'll see the two books, the Island of Mysterious Wonders, which is the more recent book, and the Carla the Dog Deep Sea Adventure. Both books are available right now, and there's going to be more coming, but buy those books, and especially if your children are having trouble with reading or with anything in school, grab these books. Give these a try, because it could be the little, you know, key that opens the door to education for your children and getting them moving forward. And let's face it, that's what we're here for, to help our animals, to help our children, to help our families. And I want to thank you, CQ, for being someone who gives so much. So thank you for being one of the givers out there, for loving animals, for loving children, and for being one of the good guys. So thank you so much for being with us. And everyone, carlathedog.com, or go to Amazon and search for the books. Please buy these books. It's a great idea, and CQ deserves the support to keep on doing her wonderful work. So thank you so much for being on Clear Conscience Pet Radio.
Thank you so much. Have a great one.
Thank you, CQ. Bye-bye now.
Bye.